Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, often recaps the latest business and political news for us. Today's recap features two high-profile deaths in the business world.
USA drug magnate Stephen LaFrance of Pine Bluff passed away in his sleep Tuesday night unexpectedly. LaFrance, age 71, had sold his massive USA drugstore franchise and warehousing business last July for $438 million to Walgreens. Also, legendary KATV Channel 7 chairman and former general manager Dale Nicholson died at his home in Little Rock last Saturday night. He was 74 years old. Nicholson began his broadcasting career in 1962 and served as the general manager of Channel 7 for decades as it became a ratings powerhouse. Former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner was indicted on federal charges Wednesday. Shoffner faces a 14-count indictment, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The charges include 7 counts of bribery, 6 counts of extortion, and 1 count of attempted extortion. Last week, a federal judge in Little Rock rejected Shoffner's guilty plea in the case. 5 insurance carriers submitted letters of intent to participate in Arkansas's forthcoming health insurance exchanges: Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arkansas, Celtic Novasis, QualChoice of Arkansas, and National Blue Cross Blue Shield met a Monday, June 3rd deadline to announce their plans to bid for the state's insurance exchange, known as the Health Insurance Marketplace. United Security Life and Health Insurance Company submitted a letter of intent after the deadline, and insurance officials said they would extend the period to allow United to qualify. Governor Mike Beebe named Jay Hsu of Little Rock as Medicaid Inspector General. The position was created by the 89th General Assembly to oversee an independent office that will work to prevent, detect, and investigate Medicaid fraud. Hsu, aged 43, has directed the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit at the Arkansas Attorney General's Office since 2007. Tyson Foods will acquire the assets of Claridge Corporation's Circle Foods, a producer of frozen and refrigerated handheld Mexican foods, uncooked tortillas, and Indian flatbreads. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. UALR launched the George Donaghy Emerging Analytics Center, a program the state and higher education officials describe as a game changer. The EAC, which is located on the 4th floor of UALR's Engineering and Information Technology Building, features data visualization systems that are among the first of their kind in the world. Finally, more jobs are expected to come to Fort Smith thanks to continued expansion at the Gerber plant on the city's north side. Gerber is expanding operations to add a cereal line, which could lead to 90 new hires. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.